When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one question. And if you tell me the answer to my question, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. The question is this: did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it human in origin?" And they argued with each other. And they said, "Well, you know, if we say from heaven, then he'll say to us, 'Why then did you not believe?' But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We don't know." And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word, but particularly the following of this word. I'm not going to do the second part. You flip. That's okay. That's right. I was going to, but it's okay. By whose authority? There are a lot of things that we do in our 21st century life that we don't ask anybody's permission for. I'm not saying we should. I'm just saying we don't. You know, we just don't. You get up in the morning and you decide what you're going to put on your body, and you decide what you're going to put in your body. Some of us do. And then you go out into the world and you get in your car or you don't, and you drive or you don't, and you go where you want or you don't. But I mean, it's your choice. You get to do that. You do not have to ask some authority. "May I wear my peach-colored beautiful top today?" You do not ask some authority, "May I have cereal instead of oatmeal today?" You do not ask some authority, "May I drive my car? And may I go here, here, and here?" By whose authority are you doing these things? By your own. You have been taught that there are many things and most things in this world that you do by your own authority. You want to wear your peach beautiful top? Wear your peach beautiful top. You want to wear your overalls? Wear your overalls. You want to wear your work boots? Wear your work boots. You want to eat eggs and bacon? Eat eggs and bacon. Doctor might not like it, but do it anyway. Oh, wait. But the doctor is an authority on medical issues. I should be listening to what the doctor says. Well, yes, you should be, but that doesn't mean you are. I went to visit a lady, oh gosh, this is probably 22 years ago. I went to visit a little lady, elderly lady in the hospital. She was well into her 90s. She might have been close to 100 years old. She had heart problems. She had diabetes. She had a myriad of, you know, different issues that her little body had gone through. And I went in and her peppery little face lit up and said, "Hey there!" And I said, "Good morning." I said, "How are you doing?" And she said, "Well, I woke up." Now, the way she said it, I wasn't quite sure if that was a good thing or a bad thing. She just said it. She stated it, you know, like a fact. Hey, are you glad about that? Well, I wasn't at first, she says. I ache all over, I hurt all over, nothing feels right, can't get up, can't walk, but then they brought me breakfast. And I looked at her tray. Do you remember what I told you? She's got heart disease, she's got diabetes, she's, okay? On her tray, on her plate, half a dozen slices of bacon, scrambled eggs, cinnamon roll, sugary cereal, I think it was Fruit Loops, I'm not sure, milk, coffee. She said, I looked at my breakfast and decided, well, maybe we'll live another hour or two. I said, by whose authority did you get that breakfast? She said, mine. I'm old. Nobody gets to tell me what I do and don't do anymore. Actually, the doctor had okayed it because he said, the woman's old. She's got lots of disease. Make her happy. Let her be happy. I walked out of a meeting one night. This was before I was in ministry. This was just when I was an elder in church in St. Louis. And I walked out of a meeting in St. Louis. And we, at that time, the neighborhood that the church was in was not the greatest. It has been lifted up and reconstructed. And it's much better than it used to be. But I walked out and there were some gentlemen on the far side of the parking lot. And they were all clustered together with their heads all together. And it looked to me as though they were exchanging things with their hands. And for those of you who are naive enough to not understand that, I think there was money and drugs being traded back and forth. Okay? And so I walked out the door and I thought, ugly. Do I go back in? Do I call the police? Stood there for a minute and I said, you are going to have to excuse my language for a moment, please. Get the hell off our property! Startled them. They all jumped. They went running. They didn't even bother to look and see that it was a 5'1" little girl that was yelling at them at the top of her lungs. One of them stopped and turned around and looked at me and he said, who your boss to tell you that? He left. By whose authority are we doing things these days? There's a lot of things in our life that it is just fine for us to make decisions about. But there are some things going on in our world that we need Christ's leadership. We need God's leadership. We need to be talking with God, but more importantly, we need to be listening to God. We're not listening to God anymore. We're listening to television. We're listening to radio. We're listening to internet. We're listening to whoever is the loudest, the longest, got the biggest mouth or the largest vocabulary or the smallest vocabulary. We need to be listening to God. We need to act based upon God's authority. God has given us authority by our baptism and our confession of faith, but make no mistake about it, God will take our authority away if we are not following God's ways. We don't get to just do willy-nilly with God's authority and say, oh, I do this by God's authority. If we're actually doing something by God's authority, that's just fine. But we better be doing something God actually wants us to be doing. All of the leadership wanted to catch Jesus in saying something like, I am the Son of God. I am God. Jesus wasn't about to be put in that place at that time. It was not the right time. It was not that he would ever deny it, but it was not the right time for him to proclaim it. So he asked them, by whose authority are you doing this? these things? By whose authority did people believe in John? Do you really think you know better than God? I honestly want you to take some time this week to think about that. Do you think you know better than God? I don't. And I earnestly want God's leadership. I want God's wisdom. I want God's understanding in everything I'm doing these days. Whether I'm working with individuals or groups, whether I'm thinking about our church or the country or the world, whether I am praying for those in California and wildfires or those that have been suffering with hurricanes, whatever I am doing, it needs to be done with the authority of God, not by my own authority. I don't own this world, and neither do you. Why do we always think we do? I love the farmer that said, and I can't remember who told me this, whoever it is, thank you so much, but I can't remember, who said that their grandfather said to them, I don't own this land. God has lent this land to me to use faithfully, and I'm doing the best I can. You don't own anything. And actually, that's a good thing. This is God's world, and it's God's country, and it's amazing, and it's incredible, and God wants you to prosper and be happy and love and live and thrive, but not by hurting each other, hammering each other, saying you are the only authority, and not by adopting some other authority that is human as your authority. We have some very, very wise people in our world today. I will never dispute that. Not a single one of them is God. Not a single one of them knows as much as the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Savior of the world, who sacrificed himself for us instead of sacrificing others for himself. Before you do, before you act, before you talk, by whose authority? Let us pray. Almighty God, we worship you. We do not worship human form. We do not worship any person. We do not worship any group. We do not worship any organization. We worship only you, Lord. Let us live our lives with the kind of integrity and honesty and beauty and love that you have shown us and you have taught us. Let us live giving you the glory and the honor and the praise always. Let us call upon your authority and your wisdom to direct our steps so that in the days to come we might truly do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation today is A Worship the King, verses 1 and 5. And we do gloriously, happily worship the King. It is so good to have God to worship. Let us stand and sing.